Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, we've got lots of cool projects up and running online right now if you want to participate in any of them. We just started a census-themed Flickr group. We're taking your household portraits. And the Brian Lehrer Show mixtape is still streaming your favorite winter songs. You can nominate some more, and we'll put them up there. And, of course, the Help Wanted job search community continues to take shape on our Facebook page. You can get to all of these through WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show if you want to play. As census forms start appearing in the mail later this month, this show will amp up our focus on the many different questions raised in the national count. All this week at this time, we're talking to William Fry from the Brookings Institution about his article in the Washington Post, Five Myths About the 2010 Census and the U.S. Population. William, are you starting to get into the routine of these short chats?
Oh, absolutely. I'm ready to go.
Good. The third myth of the census, according to you, big states will keep getting bigger, especially in Congress. So are you saying that Texas and Florida and California won't be gaining population compared to the rest of the country anymore?
Well, I am saying that. They're all going to be gaining population, but not enough to be able to continue to get the huge number of congressional seats that they were getting as a result of previous censuses. Of course, the reason that we take the census in the Constitution is to be able to reapportion seats in Congress. And since the end of World War II, those three states were the big gainers all the way through, but not so this time. According to the recent estimates that I have done based on Census Bureau estimates and kind of projecting them ahead of what they might look like on the census. So I'll tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah.
One of them that is going to be a disappointment is California. It will not gain any seats. It will be the first time since statehood that it did not gain any seats. It has a lot to do with its migration patterns over the course of this decade. People started leaving California, and it's expensive to live there. And in fact, it recouped a little bit of its population toward the end of the decade, and as a result, it will gain no seats. It could have perhaps lost a seat. The other state that is a bit of a surprise is Florida. Florida will gain only one seat, its smallest take since 1940. If it would have continued to grow at the rate that it grew by mid-decade with the big housing bubble that existed there, it could have perhaps taken three seats. But that bubble deflated, and as a result, it will only gain one. Now, of the three big Sunbelt magnets, the big winner this time will be Texas. Texas will gain four seats, according to my estimates, the biggest that it's had since 1880. And the reason is Texas didn't have as big of a downturn during the housing issue. The housing prices didn't inflate as much there, and they didn't decline as much there. And it also picked up a lot of Katrina evacuees. And in fact, as Texas picks up four seats, Louisiana next door is going to lose one. Huh. So we have a situation where Texas looks pretty good this time, but not California and Florida.
How about our area? Are New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut going to lose population compared to 2000, and will we lose representation in Congress?
Well, you won't lose population. No state will probably lose population. What this is all about is
relative
growth. Yes,
right.
but in fact, according to my projections here, New York and New Jersey will each lose a seat. Now, New York could have lost two. This bubble bursting thing that happened in the South and in the West, as people stopped moving to those states because they couldn't get mortgages and financing, they didn't leave as fast from states like New York. So New York was projected to actually lose two seats until the last couple of years' migration patterns slowed up, and now projected to only lose one. The big loser of all the states will be Ohio. It's the only state I project to lose two seats. A whole slew of other states in the Northeast and Midwest will lose one.
Where do people go, those who are actually out migrating from some of these places, where do people go when they leave California? Where do people go when they leave Ohio?
Well, from California, a lot of that movement was to nearby states. What happened in the middle part of this decade is because of the cheap mortgages that could be gotten in Las Vegas and in Phoenix and a lot of the Intermountain West, people just moved across that state line from California to those other states. And then, as I said, rebounded a little bit in this last couple of years. From Ohio, it's the traditional snow belt to sun belt. People go to Florida. They've gone to other parts of the southeast as well as Texas. I think you can say that for a lot of the industrial states like Michigan and Illinois. So that's a traditional movement.
How does the large immigrant inflow to places like New York and California still affect this?
Well, immigrants is what's keeping California and New York from losing population. We like to separate migration between immigration and domestic migration, and both California and New York have been losing large numbers of domestic migrants for the better part of a decade or two, and it's only really the immigrant flow, the rather huge immigrant flows to both of those states that keep them afloat. So you have to be happy to have immigrants in California and New York.
So are the trends of people moving to California and Florida only on pause until the housing market stabilizes, do you think?
Well, I think the pause is there. The question is whether the pause will be semi-permanent pause or a very temporary pause. I don't think the mortgage meltdown has let up very much. And then on top of that, you know, we have this recession, which not only can you buy a house that easily, but you can't find a job either. So that's a double whammy. I say another 2 years out before we see any let up of this migration slowdown.
Interestingly, there are stats out today showing the job loss in New York is actually less severe than most of the country, largely because so much bailout money went to Wall Street, which trickles into the New York economy. And we'll be talking about that on tomorrow's show. Also, William Fry from the Brookings Institution will be back tomorrow at this time to continue his series on five myths about the 2010 census and the U.S. population. Tune in to hear myth number four. William, thanks again.
Looking forward to it tomorrow.
Leonard Lopate coming up right after the news. They'll talk about the prospects for the electric car in New York City, among other things. Brian Lehrer, thanks for listening today. This is WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org, the news, then Leonard.